Any Australian bank customer who's ever been stung for a late credit card fee is about to be included in what could be one of the country's biggest class actions. Legal firm Maurice Blackburn is today lodging court action on behalf of customers of ANZ, Citibank, Westpac, Bank SA and St George. Lawsuits against NAB, the Commonwealth Bank and American Express are set to follow suit. Emily Burke reports.
The class action being mounted by Maurice Blackburn is looking to recoup late credit card fees worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And every customer who's been slapped with a late fee will be scooped up in the open class action without having to register. There's also no limit on how far back in time those late fees could be recovered. Gerard Brody is from the Consumer Action Law Centre.
The class action looks to be one of Australia's biggest, and Australian consumers should be welcoming it today.
How many customers might be included in this class action?
Look, it's really unclear at this stage. It's what's called an open class action, so anybody that had been charged this fee could be eligible to benefit. That could be many hundreds of thousands of Australians.
Is it clear how much banks have earned from these late fees?
Some years ago, banks did change their practices to reduce the fees, and we're still seeing the banks profitable today, so it hasn't made a huge difference to their bottom line. Many of the banks are still charging these fees. So today, credit card late payment fees vary amongst the banks. National Australia Bank charges just $5, while Commonwealth Bank of Australia charges $20.
In February, the federal court found ANZ's late credit card fees amounted to a penalty and were extravagant and unconscionable as they didn't reflect the real cost to the bank. But that ruling is the subject of an appeal. Gerard Brody again.
Well, I think the banks are going to have a challenge on their hands. The earlier federal court decision this year suggested that the credit card late payment fee was capable of being an unlawful penalty, and in fact that the actual cost to the bank was around 35 cents, which is much more than the $10, $20, $50 being charged by the bank.
How do you rate the prospects of this litigation?
It is difficult to say with litigation. There's lots of uncertainties, but given the earlier federal court decision, I'd say that the case that the consumers are taking is a good one.
The class action will be lodged this morning, and at this stage, Maurice Blackburn and the Australian Bankers Association aren't commenting. ANZ Bank is also not commenting, and calls to Westpac and Citibank haven't been returned.
Emily Burke reporting.